Okay, it's time to give away the prize for today. Get your lucky raffle number ready. Are you ready? This, of course, is for the Deluxe Shoe Caddy. Display your shoes in your closet without any muss or fuss. The Shoe Caddy, with a retail value of $39.99. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. This is exciting. Here we go. The winning number is 5 3 7 2 9 6 3 2 1 1 0 9 2 7 9 6 2 3 7 9 2 7 7 5 3. 8 2 9 6 2 3 3 1 7 2 9 3 2. No winners? All right. Tomorrow, we're going to add another prize. Good luck to you.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
7 6 2 9.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Seriously, this is great. Seriously, is it really? Wow.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. I am indeed Ron Van Dam, and I'll be with you for the next half hour or so. Half an hour or so. Hope you're not doing anything. If you want to clean the house or something while I'm doing my little thing, help yourself, polish your jewelry or something. I don't care. Unclog your toilet. I'm perfect for that. Everything's going to be great. If you're a little tired, you didn't sleep well last night, I'll put you to sleep within about 3 to 4 minutes, almost guaranteed. No problem whatsoever. Hi, how are you? My name is Ron. What is your name? Well, it sounds like an AA meeting, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Joey. Hi, Joey. I'm addicted to the internet.
Oh, no, Joey.
Yes, I have. I'm on Facebook all day, and I Google everything that passes through my brain, and I'm meeting people online, and I argue with people online, and I get into trouble online, and I pay my bills online, and I check my credit online, and I read my articles online, and I get my news from online, and my friends are all online. I have like 300 friends all online. I buy everything online. I eat online. I go to bed online. I do online. I check my things online. I order things online. I return things online. I get hacked online. I put all my information online. I expose myself online. I send pictures of my private parts online. I do everything online. Set up my appointments online. Listen to my music online. Everything online. Hi, Joey. Yeah, it's an addiction. It is. What's the weather tomorrow? I'll have to check online. I check everything online. Let me see what the sales are online. Let me see what time stores open online. Let me see what kind of food they have in the restaurant. Look at their menu online. Whole life is online. It's scary. Do you ever go out of the house? Why do I have to? My computer's inside. I can do everything online. I don't need to go out and do anything. Saved a lot of money on gas. I even buy my gas online. I fill up my gas tank online. And everything online. I go to my doctor online. I talk to my mates online. I see my family in Jerusalem online. I do everything online. I Skype. I Skap. I Skop. I tweet. I twat. I do everything online. Found a job online. Got fired online. Everything's online. Made a reservation online. Cancel my reservation online. Set up my travel plans online. Book my airline online. Do everything online. What I don't do online, I do on my phone, which is online. Oh my God, this is awful. I'm just realizing what a horrible society this actually is. The President of the United States, quote unquote, the President of the United States, his main form of communication is online in 140 characters or less. He's one character. You don't need 140 of them. He's one big character. That's how he communicates online. Everything's online. You can pay your taxes online. You can vote online. Well, you can't vote online, but you'll be able to do so. The Russians can vote online. I don't know why we can't. They can vote online in this country, the Russians. I am being stalked. Yes, I am being stalked. But not by a fan. I'm being stalked by the American Heart Association. I hate to say it, but those sons of bitches, oh yeah, they will not leave me alone. They call me every evening without fail. It doesn't matter what time I'm eating dinner, as soon as I put the food on the fork and bring it to my mouth, the phone rings. And on my caller ID, it says American Heart Association. I have a conscience. Not a big one. Not a big one at all. Minute. But I have one. And the part that's still active says the American Heart Association. That's like an organization that is supposed to be wonderful. They take care of your heart. Now, the American Heart Association has never come out to my house and said, let me check your heart. It's a courtesy call. They don't do that. They want donations. They want you to donate so that they can do more research in solving some of the greatest heart problems of our time. And without fooling around, heart attacks, heart disease, leading cause of death amongst people who are like 120 years old. There's no question about it. And even younger. I know many families, someone has passed with a heart attack. It's a horrible thing. Donate. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I donated. Yes. Last year, I actually donated money to the American Heart Association. I thought I was doing something good. I thought that I was being a good person. It was my ticket to heaven, if there is such a place. I'm getting in. I already chose my seat, like in a movie theater. So I donate money. Wasn't a lot of money, wasn't a little bit of money. It was just the right amount of money. Sent them a check in the mail. They responded saying, thank you for your donation. Great. That was last year. For the past 2 weeks at least, I've been getting phone calls in the early evening from the American Heart Association. I picked up the phone about 2-3 weeks ago, and I said, hello. And there was no response for a good 15 seconds. I thought, oh my God, the telemarketer has just had a heart attack. How ironic. After 15 seconds, this lady gets on the phone with me and says, hi, I'm whatever her name is from the American Heart Association. We'd like to thank you for your donation. I said, you're welcome. No need to call. I did it because I wanted to. She said, would you be willing to do another donation for us this? I said, no, as you've properly stated at the beginning of this phone call after 15 seconds of silence, as you stated, I already gave. I donated. I'm one of the people that actually did that. And I didn't say this to her, but I felt like saying, why don't you get on the phone and call somebody that hasn't donated yet? Why are you coming after me? Have I become a soft target because I donated? Have I done something nice for the American Heart Association and my payback is, you won't leave me alone now for the rest of my life. Hey, this guy paid something to us. Let's hit him up again. Oh my goodness, I'm feeling bad all of a sudden. The good feeling that I had about donating and giving is starting to melt away very quickly. Like the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz, I'm melting. I didn't say any of this to the lady. I simply said, I already donated. Thank you. And I hung up on her. I don't know who she is. I don't know how large her family is, whether she's financially struggling or not. I just felt like hanging up on her, that's all. And I did. I don't think that's going to ruin my ticket to heaven, quote unquote. I'm not sure. Maybe my seat won't be as good, but I think I'm still going to go if there is such a journey planned for me. that was an ugly situation, and I felt bad that I had a little spat and I hung up on the American Heart Association. Somehow I equate the American Heart Association with the church. I don't know why. I guess goodness just overflows from those organizations, and when they contact me, I feel like I've been contacted by some type of deity or saint or something. I mean, who would say anything bad about the American Heart Association? Just hold on. It's coming. Two nights later, the phone rings again, just as I'm about to sit down and enjoy my spaghetti dinner, which, by the way, there's nothing more enjoyable than a spaghetti dinner. It's got that wonderful marinara sauce, shaved Parmesan cheese, and you got to get it fresh and then shave it yourself with a cheese grater. Oh my goodness, it makes such a difference. Because the cheese just kind of melts a little bit on contact with the pasta and the sauce, and just the right amount of meat in the meat sauce. It's heaven, it's heaven, it's heaven. And spaghetti is so much fun because you don't just eat it, you play with it. You don't put your hands in it and stuff like that and mush it up, but you take that fork and you twirl that spaghetti, and then you take that twirl and you put it in your mouth with that. That's what forks were made for, twirling. And you put it in your mouth, and it's just like, wow, I want to eat this until I explode. And that's what I do. So I'm starting to enjoy my spaghetti dinner, a nice little salad on the side, you know. Don't really care for salads as much as I do spaghetti, but again, makes me feel good. I do little things in life that make me feel good, even though it's not really that tasty, but it's just the right thing to do. You got to have a salad with spaghetti. It's just like, you know, let's not be stupid here. Let's not have like a flour and water and no salad. You got to have some greens of some sort. I used to think any green was good with a meal, even like mold. At least mold is green, but it starts to turn like grayish green, and maybe that's not as healthy. So I'm enjoying my spaghetti dinner. The phone rings. I look at the caller ID. It says American Heart Association. My immediate response is, What the hell do they want now? Perhaps I wasn't clear last time. I picked up the phone. Nothing for 15 seconds. Nothing. Nothing. I hung up. If you can't say anything after I say hello within 15 seconds, then we're done. We're done. I'm not obligated to talk to you. There's no obligation here. Ladies and gentlemen, every other night for the past 2-3 weeks, I get a call, not like clockwork, but, you know, pretty much, from the American Heart Association. It says it on the caller ID. I pick up the phone. There's nobody there. And I hang up. Now I'm pissed. Now we're at the level where the American Heart Association is stalking me. And here's what angers me. I did something out of the kindness of my heart, using that word again, heart. And as payback for donating to their association, they will now not leave me alone. They will not leave me alone until I do this again. And I'm not going to do it again. I wouldn't say I hate the American Heart Association, but I never want to hear from them again. I will never donate to them again. This sounds horrible. It makes me sound like a horrible person, but I told you the backstory. And the problem is, once you engage in business with any organization or any faction, that gives them the right to call you anytime they wish. This do not call list doesn't apply to them now. I've had a connection with them. I've done business with them. I've given them permission, not given them permission to call me, but given them permission to engage in my life. Well, no more American Heart Association. You people are done with me. You can call all you want. I'm not answering the phone unless you get another phone number and trick me. Now, I really want to tell them off, and the polite thing to do would be to wait more than 15 seconds when they do call me, and they will, and hopefully get somebody on the phone, hopefully not the same lady I hung up on. And when they answer the phone, they say, "Mr. Van Dam," and I will say, "Yes, please take me off of your list. I do not want any more phone calls from the American Heart Association." And they will respond by saying, "Is there a problem?" And I'll say, "Yes, I've donated. You people call me every other night. Do not call me anymore. Respectfully, thank you." "Okay, Mr. Van Dam, we'll take you off the list." But I know what's going to happen. I already know what's going to happen. 2 nights later, there'll be a phone call, and it'll be from the American Heart Association. It won't stop. It will never stop. It will go on the rest of my born days. Because I donated. Because I gave of myself to a charity. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you'll find that this is the case with most every charity there is. Once you begin giving, they will be on your ass at least once a year to give again. Some charities have even called after I made a small donation and have had the nerve to say, "Can we set up a monthly situation? You give us your checking account number or your credit card number, and we will automatically take out $20 a month. That would be a donation equivalent of $240. My response would be, "You serious? I'm not giving you my credit card number, nor my bank account number. You're preying on the people, the very people that helped you out. You're turning your donators into victims. And I know that's how you view me, because I'm not stupid." So, American Heart Association and all you donating places like that, I'm done. You've taught me a valuable lesson. Don't be nice, because nice people finish way last and get a lot of telemarketing phone calls. So, no. Sorry. Didn't work out. Have a nice day.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when it's getting close to mountains far.
I don't watch children's television much. There's a show on television called, I don't know what it's called. I have no idea what it's called. There's a show on television that's called JoJo or something there. Dance Moms is what it's called. Dance Moms. I don't watch it. I know people that do. There is a dance teacher on it who was recently arrested for some type of money laundering or something wrong. She's currently serving time. But anyway, there's little kids on this show. The show is about, what, 5-6 years old or something. These little kids have grown up. You know, it's funny how when you're like 7 or 5 years old, 5 years later, you're an entirely different person. You look entirely different. You're taller. You're larger. If you're a girl, you sprout breasts. I mean, life has changed in 5 years, an incredible change in life. Adults, once you're over 30 years old, nothing happens in 5 years. If there's no children in the house that you can gauge growth of anything, nothing happens in 5 years. Plants don't even grow that much in 5 years. You go to the same job, you go home, eat dinner, you get a phone call from American Heart Association. Same thing, live with the same people, same stuff, get in your car, same car. Da, 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 da. Nothing changes in 5 years. But when you're a little kid, 5 years is like an eternity. It's like a whole different thing. Life has changed. You're in a different grade. You're in a different school. You're taller. You're different clothes. Everything's different. So anyway, here's what happened. There was a girl on it named JoJo, and she JoJo Siwa, a very popular little girl dancer. And on this show, they go to dance competitions across the country, and this little dance troupe, this dance school, participates in competition all over the place. She was on this show. It's a reality show, you know. She has since gone on to write music, perform. She's a singer. She's a YouTube star. She's written a book. I don't usually do interviews with children because I never was one. When I was born, I was immediately an adult. I came out of the womb wearing a 3-piece suit. Literally, I'm not kidding you. Wasn't no birthday suit for me, baby. I was in a 3-piecer. So I can't relate to children much at all. Because I never was one. I was never in a dancing school. Well, I was in a dancing school. I didn't enjoy it, though. I think I was a child, but mentally I was an adult all the time. And you're saying, Ron, I'm listening to your show. You don't sound much like an adult to me. Okay. You got me. You got me. Anyway, let's say hello to JoJo, see what's going on with her.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, JoJo. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm very good. JoJo Siwa joins us now. And, yeah, you're so popular. Nickelodeon and Dance Moms and a singer and songs and you're an author. And, my God, how do you do all this?
You know, it's kind of crazy, but yeah, I kind of just do.
Now, where did this all start? You're from Nebraska, I understand?
Yeah, I am. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, and then you were very, very young when you got into this popular stuff.
Yeah, I was. You know, I was only, I mean, really, I've been working at it since I was 2 years old,
yeah.
But first TV show when I was 9 years old, so, wow. Yeah.
Well, when I was 2 years old, I still couldn't hold my bottle by myself.
I'm sure you could. I'm
no,
positive.
I don't remember, actually. I don't really recall. Okay, so what did you do at first? When was Dance Moms? When did that happen?
So I did Dance Moms when I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dance Moms, actually, some fun facts about it. It is Lifetime's number one show. It's in over, like, 114 countries. So,
right.
Like, for me, I was so excited to get to be a part of Dance Moms. It is, like, I mean, it's such an amazing show. It was, like, my dream to be on Dance Moms. And then it finally happened. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And then, and that kind of catapulted you into fame in the sense that so many people knew who you were. And I guess they liked your personality. And what did you do after that?
You know, so after Dance Moms, well, during Dance Moms, I broke off and I did YouTube. And
right.
So YouTube was really a good place for me because people could really get to see, like, the real JoJo. And so I think they really liked that. And then Nickelodeon liked me, too. And so then they offered me a deal, and now I'm here.
Yeah. You seem very comfortable with people. You seem to be, this public life is comfortable and fun, I guess.
It definitely is. It 100% is.
Okay. And then you got into music. I guess music has been, well, with dancing, that's a part of music. I guess that's been with you all of your life.
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start doing music and actually singing?
I started actually when I was, how old would I have been? I believe I would have been 11 or 12.
Uh-huh.
I really got serious when I was like 12, 13.
Yeah.
I really got serious when I was 13, yeah.
Okay. So a lot happened in that 11, 12, 13 area there. And
Now
how old are you now, JoJo?
I'm 14.
Okay. Well, man, you've got like a full life at a young age. I think that your future is just going to be power-packed. And I think that's your message, isn't it, is that to be active and to get into the things that you love.
Definitely. I think this is just really important for people to, like, just do what they want to do, and
yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah, and it's working out for you. But you got to have the personality, but people need to be more bubbly and more social and more friendly and happier, and that's part of the message, too. Let's talk about anti-bullying. You've kind of taken a very interesting subject, and you became somewhat of a spokesperson for it.
Yeah, it's a very serious subject for me. I mean, I think that it's just, I don't think that it's right what people, bullies do, and I just want to make a change.
Yeah, bullying comes in all forms. It comes in physical form, like in school and in schoolyards, and it comes in the form on social media, which is actually even more publicly painful. It's bullying has, and I'm glad that you're taking a position on it. You know, I've learned in my life that when you speak up and you take positions and you try to help people, that can be very influential. That can make a big difference in a lot of people's lives.
Definitely.
So it's nice that you're using your popularity in order to get a message across. And as you know, well, maybe you don't know because you're fairly young, whatever happens when you're a child kind of carries into your entire life all the way through. And if you're bullied and you're shamed, then you have that personality problem through most of your life. So this is the time around your age to correct this problem.
Yeah, I just think that it's like, it's not okay, and I want the people who are getting bullied to feel like, you know, they're not the only one, and that it is okay for them to talk to someone about it.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about your book. My goodness, you wrote a book.
I did. JoJo's Guide to the Street Life, # Peace Out Haters. I did write a book. Like, it's crazy. Like, my book is finally here.
Mm-hmm. So did you sit down and did you dictate it to a publisher? How did that work?
Yeah, I wrote the whole thing, which is, like, crazy.
You actually
so
wrote
like,
it.
humbling to think that, like, it's finally here. I mean, I put all this hard work into it, and now it's here.
Yeah, it's nice. Has it been released yet?
Today, actually.
Oh, congratulations. It's your publishing party book day.
Definitely, yeah.
You're going to have cake?
I hope.
Well, you can make it happen, you know. You're popular enough to say, so yeah, you can say, hey, cake, now, right here. But you don't do that, do you?
No.
Okay, fine. All right. So tell me about the book. What will I find in the book?
You know, you will find it. So it's my whole story, and then it's also my guide on what I did and how you can do it, too.
Oh. Yes. Well, we can all try to do it. Let's put it that way. But this is about an attitude, isn't it? It's about having a certain attitude in life.
Well, here's the thing. It's really just my advice on how you can follow your dreams. It's not about doing exactly what I do. I mean,
no.
It's not everyone has a Nickelodeon deal and can do YouTube. Like you want to grow up and you want to be a plumber, like it's how to follow your dreams of being a plumber.
Right. Yeah. I've always wanted to be a plumber. Did you ever want to be a plumber, JoJo?
No, I mean, I never thought about it. But I
if you did, you might want to be a plumber. I don't know. It's, people are, you know, when people have talents, I mean, my message, which I think is similar to yours, if you have a talent or a passion, then pursue it. Because if you do it well and you really love what you do, then you're going to be successful at it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said. I just say the kid version, follow your dreams.
Yeah, well, that makes, the kid versions of everything is simple. When you become an adult, nothing's that simple anymore. So enjoy it while you can. So what are you going to do after the book? Now, the book's being released today. What happens next?
Whatever comes to me, anything.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you never know.
Never know. But, nope.
But you're ready for anything, right?
If someone would have told me 2 years ago, like, you're going to write a book in 2 years, I'd be like, no, I'm not. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Have you done any songwriting?
I have. I have 3 songs out. So I have Kid in a Candy Store, Hold the Drama, and Boomerang, which actually Boomerang just went platinum, which is crazy.
Right.
Has over 300 million views on YouTube. Like, it's unbelievable.
All right. So if we want to go on YouTube and watch some of your stuff, where do we go? We go on YouTube and we just put your name in?
Just put in JoJo Siwa.
Okay. I have a feeling if I just put in JoJo, it would still come up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have a website?
We're updating it right now.
Okay. As we're talking?
Yeah.
So not only do you do all those things, but while you do interviews, you can actually update websites at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You're amazing. JoJo, thanks for the conversation today, and continued good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Why did I feel more like a kid than she did? She sounded, came off mature. I came out sounding like an idiot. How does that work? I don't understand it. So, ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful day. Join me again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace.